Imagine being told that your entire approach to building wealth is fundamentally broken. That's precisely the wake-up call at the heart of the last safe investment. The conventional financial wisdom we've all heard, save 10-15% of income, cut small luxuries, invest in index funds for that magical 7% return, buy a home as your wealth-building foundation, has failed spectacularly. For those who diligently followed this advice over the past 15 years, the promised nest egg never materialized. The S&P 500 has risen just 1.9% above inflation annually, far below the promised 7%, while home values have barely beaten inflation in most markets. Meanwhile, student debt has ballooned to $1.7 trillion, with 30% of loans now delinquent or in default. Both the education path and property path to wealth have left millions financially vulnerable despite playing by the rules. What if we approached finances as an integrated system rather than relying on a single strategy? The SAFE plan, Self-Amplifying Financial Ecosystem, creates an interconnected system that recognizes true wealth encompasses your entire financial ecosystem, not just monetary assets. Money alone cannot provide happiness, freedom, safety, power, creative expression, or love. True wealth requires converting money into enjoyable experiences, transforming those experiences into self-development, converting that development into abilities that create value for others, and finally converting that value back into money. This creates a virtuous cycle where spending, earning, and investing reinforce each other. The SAFE plan develops three key disciplines: systemic spending, viewing purchases as potential investments, increasing your value to others, your most controllable asset, and improving your happiness exchange rate, efficiently converting money into happiness. When mastered, these disciplines create a system that produces both financial security and life satisfaction without extreme delayed gratification. From these disciplines emerge three essential assets: advisor equity, tribe, and savings, each crucial for building sustainable wealth and happiness. Advisor equity comes from interpersonal contributions like mentorship rather than financial investment. By consistently investing in other success, particularly younger professionals, you build a network invested in your success. This creates a security network functioning like a double tax-free, depreciation-proof, recession-proof retirement account. The more you help others succeed, the more people become invested in your success, generating opportunities and support no traditional investment can match. Your tribe, a community of at least 15 deeply connected friends sharing your core values, may be your most powerful asset. These relationships transform wealth by distributing ownership costs while maintaining benefits. Rather than each person buying expensive equipment or vacation homes, tribe members share resources. Using a friend's luxury RV creates more true wealth than owning one that sits unused. Tribes also provide natural insurance against setbacks by distributing risks across members, making hardships manageable through collective support. Savings emerge naturally when your happiness exchange rate increases while your earnings grow. Unlike traditional budgeting that forces spending cuts, the SAFE plan reduces spending only after achieving satisfaction. When you optimize spending around true sources of joy, unnecessary expenses fall away, creating sustainable financial security aligned with personal happiness. How much happiness do you actually get from each dollar spent? Your happiness exchange rate consists of five distinct skills that can dramatically increase joy from every expenditure. Consider James and Selena, who, despite enjoying luxuries like fine dining and travel, remained unhappy because they spent much time fighting. Their happiness exchange rate was essentially zero until they invested in therapy to address childhood wounds, a relatively small investment that dramatically improved their enjoyment of everything else. Getting good at predicting what brings you happiness is crucial. Every purchase serves as an experiment about what truly brings joy. If you could reclaim money spent on items that provided little lasting happiness, you might have hundreds of thousands more dollars today. Equally important is improving your ability to enjoy experiences you're already having. Many develop a low happiness exchange rate because they're not present during experiences they're paying for, like thinking about work emails during a restaurant meal instead of mindfully enjoying it. Learning to treat negative feelings at their root prevents wasteful spending. When feeling bad, we often mistake not feeling bad for feeling good, reaching for numbing or escapist purchases. As Victor Cheng notes, psychotherapy is cheaper than retail therapy. Finally, finding and living your purpose creates more satisfaction than increasing comfort. Purpose is infinite, while money is finite, making getting more money a poor candidate for a satisfying life mission. Super skills are universally valuable abilities that dramatically increase earning potential across all professional contexts. Unlike specialized skills that benefit only specific industries, super skills enhance value universally and amplify other abilities. The authors identify four categories: interpersonal, negotiation, leadership, and relationship building; creative, problem solving, innovation, and strategic thinking; technical, data analysis, digital literacy, and systems thinking; physical, public speaking, presence, and stress management. Success requires careful selection of learning resources and specific commitments that enforce regular practice and accountability. Rather than pursuing passive income's often misleading promise, developing super skills creates leveraged income opportunities that combine financial rewards with meaningful growth. Consider Raj Bandyopadhyay. By creating Atlanta's first data science meetup, he transformed from industry outsider to community leader, eventually becoming chief data scientist at a startup. His success came not just from technical expertise, but from leadership and community building skills that distinguished him from equally qualified peers. When Brian had a car accident in 2007, his San Francisco community responded with overwhelming support. Within hours, 65 text messages arrived asking, "Is there anything at all you need?" followed by rides, meals, insurance help, and therapy sessions, all offered without expectation of payment. This modern version of ancient social structure has no formal membership or hierarchy, just networked friends bound by shared values and mutual care, creating something greater than individual friendships. True wealth tribes share universal values: contribution, giving to advance others' purposes; freedom, valuing authentic expression; growth, embracing feedback; devotion, honoring commitments; and community, valuing the collective above individual membership. Humans derive happiness from two universal sources: being, appreciating present reality, and becoming, striving toward growth. A healthy tribe functions like ideal parents, simultaneously encouraging development while accepting you as you are. When networked friends see different facets of you and compare notes, you can relax into your authentic self. The traditional American dream centered on ownership: homes, appliances, cars, requiring enormous costs. Today's youth, finding even renting unaffordable, are creating co-housing communities that are both more economical and enjoyable. This trend recognizes that using assets can be better than owning them, especially as technology platforms simplify sharing. True wealth distinguishes between infinite values, love, belonging, self-acceptance, and finite values, food, gadgets. The economic problem arises when we try satisfying infinite values with finite means. In a world where traditional financial security seems increasingly elusive, perhaps our greatest investment isn't in stocks or property, but in ourselves and our communities. By building valuable skills, nurturing relationships, and aligning spending with true sources of happiness, we create wealth that transcends market fluctuations, wealth that truly lasts.